With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket. You wanna keep it real? You know the deal. Keep you up all night. It won't be the same. Say what's his name? Coley. What's his name? Coley. What's his name? Coley. What's his name? Coley. Listening to advice from a
Ladies and gentlemen, you tuned in to a new episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. This is your favorite fuckboy, Clint Coley, a.k.a. the Goddess Dem Sugar, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the hardest working man in show business, a.k.a. Mr. Herm's son. All right, we're here. If you're with me on Twitch, I appreciate you. Good to see you. All right. If you're not and you listen to this in your Honda or your BMO or your Legend or your Benz, I appreciate you too. But you already understand where we're about to go with this. This podcast is brought to you by Glitz Optical. Black owned. Black woman owned. Glitz Optical. People be like, Clint, where did you get your frames from? These are the Tony Starks. I got the Tony Starks from Glitz Optical. Follow on my Instagram at Glitz Optical. Schedule a free consultation or whatever you need. Listen, this isn't a black woman just selling glasses. This is a woman who cares about your eyesight. If we're going to get glasses, let's keep it in the community. We don't need to go to lens crafters, all right? We don't need to go to lens crafters. We need to go to Glitz Optical. Black on. Also, don't forget the best part about playing at home, staying at home is playing at home. My promo code still works. Use promo code FBOY, Adam and Eve, dildos, vaginas, whatever you need. We got, they got them. All right. I got a quick update about Atlanta. You're not going to like what I'm getting ready to say. Atlanta is still happening. I'm still doing the show and everything like that. But we are not doing a party anymore. Here's why. I'm going to be honest with you. Let's keep it a buck. Liquor sponsor pulled out at the last minute. Now, unless somebody is feeling generous and want to sponsor this event, pay a couple dollars to come see me. But if not, is what it is. Unfortunately, things didn't work out between me and the sponsor. No shade, no diss, but it's unfortunately no DJing. I am actually very, very, very upset about that. I do want to have it. I just found this out about an hour ago. I'm actually not in a good mood right now about that. I'm going to be honest with you. That's why I'm podcasting. No, that's not why. I'm podcasting because that's what I do too, but you get what I'm saying. Point I'm making is that I'm a little upset about it, but it is what it is. I'll still see you, Atlanta. I'll let you know when the tickets drop. All right. Now that we got that out of the way, bad news first. You know how the people are like, yo, what you want? The good news or the bad news? Bad news first. All right. There is no good news on this podcast, what I'm getting ready to say. We talk about why is the bar so low. I posted today and a young lady said the bar is so low for men now and women that what we do is that when a person is texting us back, women are excited and like, oh, it's the consistency for me. It's the consistency for me. Sis, he just texted you back. That's not consistency. He texted you back 5 days in a row. That's not consistency, but that's neither here nor there. The question is, though, we talking about the bar. And why is the bar so low? Shout out to my man, Congressional. Why is the bar low? And I'm going to tell you why. I saw men blaming women. Oh, man, it's these bitches. They be out here, blah, 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 blah. Women like, oh, it's these niggas. They be out here, blah, 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 blah. Do you know why the bar is low? I'm going to explain it to you right here, right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the bar is low because our generation is way too impressed too easily. Our generation is way too impressed too easily. We are the generation that runs the rewards and don't want to put in the work. That is exactly why the bar is low. You're excited about a motherfucker doing some basic shit that you like, all right, I can make this work. No. Let me give you an example of why I say we're impressed too easily these days. All right. I saw a tweet. Somebody said that Kodak Black is a legend and broke it down musically why Kodak Black is a legend. Now, I don't know the man's music like that. This is no diss to Kodak Black. But you're calling him a legend. A legend. Can I ask a question? If Kodak Black is a legend, what is Stevie Wonder? I just want to know. If Kodak Black is a legend, what is Stevie Wonder? What is he? Because they're not even in the same... They shouldn't even be... As a matter of fact, they shouldn't live on the same continent. Making music in this, on the same continent. Kodak Black should be making music in fucking... I don't know. And he should be in South America or something. My point I'm making is no diss to him. He might become a legend in his own right in years to come. But right now, the nigga's not a legend. You know what he is? He's somebody that's doing his thing. He's somebody doing his thing. But the fact of the matter is you motherfuckers are impressed by what these motherfuckers be doing. And you're saying that, oh, I'm impressed. Oh, man, they're a legend. Oh, man, they're a GOAT. I learned something in the Jordan documentary. Greatness is not personified by doing it once. It only is greatness unless you do it again, 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 and again. That's greatness. So let's equate that to your fucking dating lives. Texting back is a basic human trait that you do for people. So you show them that you're not being rude. Texting back is the bare minimum. If you can become a legend doing the bare minimum, then I'm a legend. I'm a legend. My name's Clint Coley. I'm born June 20th, 1981. '87. And I'm a legend, if that's the case. Legendary shit is over and over and over again. And we be impressed. So you be impressed with the first sight of great things from a person. You're impressed way too fucking easily. Ladies, you're impressed way too easily. And fellas, you be impressed way too easily. Let's start with us, because I'm a man. I see guys impressed by women who have good job, nice car. Good job, nice car. Owns. Hey, sis, you're not a good woman because of that. All right? You're not top tier because you got a fucking car and an apartment in your own name. No, you're not top tier. That's a start. Oh, she's top tier, nigga. She got this. No, that's not top tier. I don't give a fuck about how good your sex is. You're not top tier. I don't give a damn how fat your ass is. You're not top tier. You're not. I'm going to tell you, fellas, what we should be impressed by and what we should be looking for. You impressed with shit she got. How about you be impressed? Like, yo, I'm a conversationalist. I like to talk. Hence why I'm doing a fucking podcast by myself, talking to y'all by myself. I like to talk. Ha, talk, talk, ha. Now, I'll never forget, I'm dating a chick, right? And she had, on paper, this woman had it going on paper. I mean, I'm talking like she checked every box on paper. And thank God that I'm surrounded by good women in my life who do not make their accomplishments their crowning, they don't make their accomplishments their best attributes when dating them. Let me say that again. Shout out to the women who don't make their accomplishments the most important thing in their resume when it comes to dating. Sis, I'm going to celebrate you. All right? You young, you doing your thing in your career, you own a home, you do all these great things. I'm proud. I swear to God, I'm proud of you. But that has nothing to do with how this relationship is about to go. Degrees, last I checked, don't save a relationship. Do they? To correct me if I'm wrong. But have you ever been in a relationship and like, yeah, but this motherfucker, do you ever said to yourself, yeah, this motherfucker, they got degrees though, so I'm going to stay. Like, I'm going to stay with them and their degrees. What was that Kanye skit on the first album? You keep it going, man. I got these degrees. Ooh. Y'all don't remember old Kanye? Y'all didn't listen to the album then. Y'all didn't listen to the album. It was the Lil Jimmy skit. You know, hey, Jimmy, where you going? I don't know. Anyway, all right, my bad. I just went off on a tangent. I'm an old Kanye fan. Point I'm making is your accomplishments, I'm not impressed by accomplishments anymore. And none of us should be. We should not, ladies, you shouldn't be impressed by a man's accomplishments. I don't give a fuck what school he went to. Oh, girl, let me tell you, I'm dating a guy. He's 6'2", he's smart, he went to FAMU. All right, so what? That's nice, so what? No diss to FAMU, shout out to y'all, but who cares? What does that mean in the grand scheme of things? We are impressed with simple shit. Our parents' generation wasn't impressed by simple shit. That was the norm. And I'm not talking about having a degree or anything. Like, when guys courted women, like, it wasn't about that. It was, how can you treat me? Ladies, I thought, picked the man based on who treats them the best, not who has the high.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
It's education. Don't nobody give a fuck about Dr. Dickhead. If Tony the bus driver is doing what he's supposed to be doing. Here's the thing, man. I realize we're going to get to the bar being low about when it comes to situations, when it comes to, like, you know, oh, I'm, you know, the bar. We're gonna talk about the bar being low from a standpoint of, like, y'all been through so much bullshit and stuff. We're gonna talk about that later. But let's really sit back and really think about, like, on both sexes. Like, yo, we're both way too fucking impressed. I'm not impressed. I'm not saying that you got to jump through hoops or anything, or I'm not even saying that you have to impress me. But like last I checked, I thought actions is what spoke. And I thought who you are is what spoke, not what you do. Not what you do. Or what you've done. You graduated high school at the top of your class. Whoop-de-fucking-do. You drive an Audi, sis. Whoop-de-fucking-do. Like, for real. The bar is low on both ends. Man, I remember I went on a date with this girl. She was a lawyer. And I remember, like, we had dated for like 6 months, actually. And I put up, like, this was a situation I can honestly say where I did nothing wrong. And this girl, not nothing wrong. I'm gonna take that back. But this was a situation I felt like it was more her than it was me. Right? And the reason why I remember I was sticking around was because I felt like she was a good woman, because she's not like everybody else. Like, I thought she was a good woman because she has this, and does this, and this. I was impressed. So I stayed 5 months, way longer than I should have. Fellas, what should we be impressed with? Let's be honest. And I'm not saying that a woman has to impress us. Please don't think that, ladies. That's not where I'm coming from with this. We're going to get the niggas in a second. I'm not saying that you have to impress us, but fellas, like, let's be more selective of what we're doing too. You motherfuckers, y'all take the first thing that comes at you. And then you wonder why you have issues dating, because you're so gung-ho into going in here when you don't. You ain't even did your homework on sis yet. You so worried about what she got going on. You worried about the fact that she got this, and this. And you not worried about the fact that, yo, this, she got real issues you might not be willing to deal with. Let's be real. She probably got some serious shit you ain't even prepared for. But you impressed. Ladies, you be impressed too. Nigga call you queen. And all of a sudden he respects women. Nigga call you queen. Yo, what's up, queen? What's up, queen? And look at you. Oh, girl, call me queen. He call everybody queen. Hey, you ain't special. You're not special. He calls everybody queen. Everybody. He called white women queen. Shit. That's Queen Victoria. Queen Elizabeth. Nigga, what? Get the fuck out of here. Y'all be impressed. Bob, from what? I'll tell you this. You know, being, ladies, let's hone in real quick on this. You, I don't know what y'all selection process is when you're picking men. I don't know what you do. I don't know how you choose. I don't know what makes you say, you know what, he's the one for me. As a matter of fact, if you're watching live, I would love to see you comment and tell me. You know, what is it that does it for you? But a lot of y'all be having a nigga, it does it for you. And all he did really was just not, he didn't blow it. He didn't earn you. He just didn't blow it. That's not hard to do if you're a man with some kind of competence. Just don't blow it. All he did was not say something stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like, all he did was not say something stupid, and you think he's worthy of all this pussy. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. We be way too impressed. We be way too gung-ho. We be way too in awe and oh my God, blah, blah. We too fucking impressed, man. Sit down. I'm not impressed. I'm not. Not. You niggas don't impress me. Shit. Y'all don't impress me. I be seeing what y'all be doing, you know, when y'all be bagging women. And I'll be like, that's it? That's what you... Like, you know, I was talking to my man, and he was telling me about, yo, man, I'm tired of dating females that don't bring nothing to the table. I'm tired of dating females that don't bring nothing to the table. I said, well, bro, what table we talking about? What table? Where's the table? Show me the table. What is the table? He said, well, you know, he was saying what he brought to the relationship table. And everything he said that he brought was, he said he brought good credit, shit like that. He brought good credit to the table. He brought an 850 FICO score to the table. You brought an 850 to the table. Cool. That's what you bring. That's what niggas is telling y'all. I bring 850 to the table. And y'all impressed. You know why? Because the last guy you fucking dated, he had 620. He couldn't get shit. No diss to anybody who got 620. None, you know, I get it. Shit happens. I'm saying, though, you dated a guy who needed your credit. So now, all of a sudden, this guy. You know what I realized? We be impressed with shit that our last motherfucker didn't do. That's why we always say the grass is greener on the other side. Everything our ex didn't do, we be hype as shit. We be hype as shit when somebody does it. That's wild. We be hype. Our ex, my ex ain't do this. Now and this person do this. That's why we be impressed. You're impressed with niggas who's doing shit your ex didn't do immediately. You ever notice that? Like everything that every time that we meet a new person, we're hoping that that person does exactly what our ex did not do. Tell me I'm wrong. Maybe I'm tripping. But I know I've been there. I was impressed with women because of things that my ex didn't have. She had it, and I'm like, oh shit. She's lit. She's not lit. She's not. She just didn't do what, you know what I'm saying? She's not lit. And I don't mean that like she's corny or nothing like that. She may be lit later. But just because she ain't do what your ex, she's doing what your ex didn't, like, your ex didn't make you, didn't cook. This girl does. Now all of a sudden you in love. I'm confused. So she doing some shit your ex didn't do. You impressed. All right, that's where we are. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to be saying that every episode from now on. Every episode from now on, we coming back on the other side. We coming back on the other side. Anyway, when we come back on the other side, I want to talk about that. I want to talk about your ex not doing something is not the cat should not be the catalyst of you falling in love with somebody else because they do what your ex didn't do. That you just shouldn't. You did that's a recipe for disaster. That's a recipe for disaster. There's no real other side though. Like every time I say we're going to be back on the other side, there's no other side. That's literally just what I do to make sure my cameras don't turn off. So in the middle of this though, in the middle of me doing that, I'd be live and I'd be talking to people. And one of the women on Instagram said that, you know, we shouldn't diss good credit and that good credit can purchase you a house and car and things of that sort. And those things you should be impressed by. That is exactly why the bar is low. that is exactly why the bar is low. And niggas that have that think they can get away with shit. Now let's really talk about the bar. We're here. Listen up, sis. About to school you real quick. You about to learn something. Anyway. So, here's why being impressed by shit like that really is toxic. Because when a person, when you're impressed by what a person has, right? Two things can happen. Number one, what happens when that person no longer has that? Just as fast as, or just as great as you can get an 850 is just as fast as you can lose it and be on hard times. Now, of course, you fell in love with the person, so you're not in love with the money, but you see the fact that they're responsible. Okay, that's fine, right? But now, let's say this person checks your boxes financially. Oh, they got a good job. Oh, they got good credit. Oh, blah, 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 blah. This is where the Kevin Samuels theory comes into play, because those niggas feel like they're quote unquote.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
High value men, and those niggas feel like they're the prize, and those are the niggas that y'all be fucking falling for, because those are the niggas who y'all think that y'all want. And that's why you're, that's why these quote unquote good guys are breaking your heart. Those are the motherfuckers who think they're God's gift to this earth. Now tell me I'm lying. Tell me I'm lying. Y'all motherfuckers, y'all, ladies, y'all be impressed by motherfuckers who got bulled, like regular shit. That's not even, having good credit is not even high value. I'm sorry. That's not high value. Or anything that, you know, y'all want to spew out. No, that ain't that. Having good credit means that you are paying your bills on time. You're impressed because a nigga is on time? God is on time, and I know that, and I don't even be believing in him sometimes. He be getting on my nerves. That's another story. That's neither here nor there. God, we good, but sometimes, dog, what the fuck? The point I'm making is niggas on time. He's on, I mean, not the nigga. You get what I mean. He's on time. He's on time, and that motherfucking timing be impeccable. Y'all don't be impressed by that. You impressed with a motherfucker whose bills are on time. Nigga prayed Sprint on time. My man paid Sprint on time. The fuck? That's what I'm trying to tell y'all, man. This is, and fellas, same goes for you. Same goes for you. Y'all be impressed with these women who are quote-unquote independent, they got their own shit, blah, 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 and them the women that be walking the fuck over you. Them the women that walk the fuck over you. Yes, I've seen it. I've been that guy. Walking over you. You let it. You know why? Because she knows you need her. See, that's the problem. When you're impressed, people feel like you need them. And I'm not saying that we don't need each other. Black women, black men, we do. But also, when a motherfucker walks around with like a you need me attitude, there's going to be a serious imbalance in the relationship. All right. Let me know if I'm wrong. Let me know if I'm wrong. Tweet me, text me. At Clint Coley, nigga, you wrong. Say it. I'm cool with that. But let's cut the shit, man. We be we We be impressed, and when we impress, every time you're impressed, you're looking at a motherfucker the wrong way. If you're dating and you're impressed by simple shit, in my opinion, you are looking at somebody the wrong way. We should not be dating in awe. We should be dating in a sense of like, yo, let me see who you are and let me enjoy it. Y'all really be in awe over material shit and you don't even know it. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, again, you should have you should have good credit. You should. Like, that's not, you know, that's not a, you should. At 34, 35, you should. And if you don't, that's not a knock against you, but I'm not impressed with a motherfucker who got 850. What are we talking about? Y'all be impressed, ladies, y'all be impressed with niggas with manners. You're impressed because a man said thank you. Impressed? No. You know what you should be? When people do good shit, don't be impressed. Take a mental note. Ladies, a man has manners. You're not impressed, but you're like, oh, that nigga was raised right. That's a plus. Having manners, that's a plus. That's not something we're impressed by. Like, it's just like, okay, I see you. That's it. I see you. Listen, let me tell y'all something. By the time y'all listen to this, it's going to be May 20th. All right. Father's Day is in exactly a month, 30 days. All right. Father's Day is Sunday, June 20th. Ladies, do you know why most men, most fathers have never asked for, what man do you know asks for a Father's Day gift? What man do you know asks for a Father's Day? You know why? Because he don't care. He don't care. He don't want you to be impressed with, he's supposed to do that. My dad was supposed to be my dad. That nigga never wanted no accomplishment, no act. Oh man, nah, nigga, I'm supposed to be a good dad. Don't ever be, you know, and maybe that's just the way I live life. You know? I'm not gonna lie. I have trouble being impressed and celebrating things because, you know, as a kid, I'm not gonna lie, like, it was expected of me. Anytime I got straight A's in school and my parents never, like, it was always like, all right, nigga, that's what's up. You're supposed to get straight A's. I was never, like, y'all raise y'all kids and I see y'all pro state report card and blah, blah, blah. My mom ain't do that. She ain't hang the report card on the refrigerator. She didn't say, oh, that's my child. He on the honor roll. You're supposed to do that. So I guess that's probably why my view, and I can take accountability for that, my view on life is a little skewed because I'm not impressed by shit like that. I'm not impressed with being a grown man. I'm not impressed with FICO. I'm not impressed with what you do. You know what impresses me? You know what impresses me if I'm dating a woman? A woman that knows the difference between a 4.0 and a 4.6. That's what impresses me. Now, you want to talk about low bars? Man, I'm impressed by a woman who knows the difference between a 4.0 and a 4.6. That's what impresses me. You want to impress me? You know, tell me the difference between a 4.0 and a 4.6. Right answers only. That's what impresses me. You know why that impresses me? Because that means you probably listen to lyrics and you probably understand the inside joke. And I can play certain shit around you that I wouldn't normally play around people who don't get it. That's all. That's all I want to know. I just want to know if you know the difference between a 4.0 and a 4.6. You know? That impresses me. I'm not impressed by FICO. I'm not impressed by your job. I'm not impressed by what school you went to. I'm not impressed by what sorority you in. You know? I'm not impressed with none of that. I don't care. I don't care what you. I don't care what you do for a living. I'm impressed when you show me that we are on the same page. That's it. That is it. When we're on the same page, I'm impressed. When you know how to communicate, and when I say know how to communicate, I don't fucking mean text back. This is what impresses me. Then, ladies, this is what should impress you. How does this man handle? How does this man handle heartbreak? How does this man handle rejection? How does this man handle a bad day? That should impress you. How does this man handle his feelings when he's upset with you? That's when you should be impressed. Not a nigga that goes to therapy. Don't be impressed by a motherfucker who go to therapy. Yeah, that's the new shit we impressed by. Ladies, that's the new I'm gonna impress you shit. Yeah, fellas, I'm sorry. I'm on to your shit. Niggas be lying saying they go to therapy, trying to impress women. Yeah, you know, because I know my triggers and blah, blah, blah. Oh, he knows triggers. You didn't go to therapy, my man. You listen to me. Ladies, be impressed by a nigga who applies what the fuck he learns in therapy. I'm going to say that one more time. Be impressed with a motherfucker who applies what you learned in therapy. Nina Mosley just said that on Twitch. Jinx. That's the motherfuckers you should be impressed with. That's the motherfuckers you should be impressed with. He applied. I made him mad. I hurt his feelings. Instead of him shutting down, he had a grown-up conversation with me. I'm impressed by that. You know? That's impressive. Oh, this nigga knows how to talk. This man knows how to use his words. This man knows how to use. That's impressive. Fellas, we not impressed with a woman that just says, I'm sorry. No. Because, you know, that's the new thing. Accountability. Women starting to learn the player women. Yeah, ladies, I'm on to you too. Yeah, sis, you too. The player women, now they figured out that guys like accountability. So what they do is, if we upset them, they quick to be like, oh, I'm sorry, I apologize for hurt. Yeah. No. I'm not impressed by that, sister. I'll tell you what I'm impressed by. A woman who wants to have an open and honest conversation about why I'm upset, and you're listening to understand and not to respond, sis. That's what I'm impressed by. Where them women at? Like, who legit understand where the fuck you coming from? I'm impressed. Oh, you put yourself in my shoes? You understand how I'm feeling? Oh, man. Thank you. That means a lot to me. I'm impressed. That's crazy.
I'm Victoria Cash, and I want to invite you to a place called Lucky Land, where you can play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. So what are you waiting for? The best way to discover your luck is to spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com. That's LuckyLandSlots.com. And get lucky today. At Lucky Land. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
That's crazy. We just be happy and shit over nothing. Niggas do nothing. We impressed. You know? What else I want to talk about today? I'm still on this impressed shit, man. You be impressed by the game that I kick at you. Shut the fuck up, Bobby Valentino. You be impressed. No. She's not impressed. Let me tell y'all the stupidest thing that impressed me. Right? I was impressed by this chick who, when I met her, she collect records. She collect records, like, just like me. Like, I thought I found Sydney Shaw. Brown Sugar reference. I met a chick, dead ass, she collect records. And, like, we talked hip-hop on a night. This was when I was living in Philly. We talked hip-hop for at least, like, 12 hours. Like, we ain't even fuck. We just talked rap. It was a great conversation. I was impressed. And I thought that that's what I should have been impressed by. Because we like the same things. Like, we have something very dear in common. Right? So I'm impressed by that. So no matter what, anytime she pissed me off, everything always went back to the fact that we still have this one common bond of vinyl and hip hop, no matter what. And again, I'm watching the movies, so I'm thinking this is how it's supposed to go down. That's not smart. I'm not going to put this woman's business, like, as far as, like, what was wrong with, or what, why we didn't work out on her end. Of course, there was things that I did on my end, too. But there was a trait and quality that she had that used to really irk my fucking soul. But I was so impressed by the fact that she knew hip-hop that I wanted to stick around. Yeah, but, you know, she knew the difference between a 4.0 and a 4.6. You know what I mean? But she didn't, it was, you know, we ain't talk. When it was time to talk, she was an ignorer. That's the worst kind of person to me in a relationship. Like, a motherfucker who just don't talk to you. Like, you do some shit, and like, and I can understand, like, if you do some major shit and you need space, I understand that. But, like, I do something like that just annoys you and you don't talk to me for 3 days. She was that woman. Now, imagine dealing with that. And imagine you reaching out and that person's not reaching back out. And then reaches back out 2 days later like nothing happened. That's what I was dealing with. So, yeah, man, we can't be impressed by everything. We can't. That ain't it. Yeah, man. Talking about people being impressed way too easily. Speaking of being impressed, you know what I'm impressed by? I'm impressed by these glasses I got on my face. I was impressed by Glitz Optical. I was impressed that a black woman owns her own business. I was impressed that a black woman was doing something that she loved to do. And I'm impressed by the fact that she wanted to advertise with us. And I'm also impressed to tell y'all, go follow Glitz Optical at Glitz, GLITZOPTICAL. If you want to get the Tony Starks. Again, that's Glitz Optical. Podcast is brought to you by Glitz Optical. Yeah, man, I'm a little salty about this Atlanta shit. I ain't gonna lie, man. Like, if anybody got an idea, man, DM me. I'm dead ass serious. DM me at Clint Coley, at Advice from a Fuckboy. Like, I really want DJ this summer, man. Like, that's all I want to do. Like, I'm gonna do stand up and I'm gonna do shows and shit, man. I really wanna, I really want to get out there just and touch y'all, man. Not touch y'all like inappropriate, you know. No, some of y'all do want to touch inappropriate. No, not y'all. I mean, women. Yo, what the fuck am I talking about? I'm talking about how upset I am in Atlanta. So, yeah, if somebody has a solution, though, let's work it out. All right. So, yeah, man, what did I learn today? I learned today that I really don't understand how y'all are so impressed. Like, that's what I don't understand. I don't understand how you guys are so enamored with basic things. And ladies, I'm going to say something to you, and fellas, I'm going to say something to you. Ladies, please don't take this episode as me like telling y'all like what you're not and what you... Just hear me out. Here's what you should take from this episode. Understand, ladies, that you are worth a text back. You are worth a phone call. You are worth a date. You are worth everything you ask for. You hear me? Don't let nobody tell you otherwise. Whatever the fuck you're asking for from a man, you are worth that. Don't let nobody tell you that's unreasonable. It don't matter what it is. I'm going to tell you this. You may ask for blah, 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 blah. I may not want to give it to you, but there might be somebody out there who is. But my point is that please don't be impressed by somebody who's treating you the way you're supposed to be treated. That's what I'm asking you. Take that challenge. Accept it and have it. Please stop being impressed by people who treat you like a human being. Like black people, we be way too impressed when white people do 90s R&B dances and shit like that. And we be like, oh my God, look at him. He knows Poison. Like, who cares? I'm not impressed by white people knowing the culture. And he does not get, like my boy Ryan Davis says, ain't no more of that, no more of that cookout shit. No, that's dead. That's dead. I'm not impressed by that. And ladies, I'm going to tell you the same thing. You don't be impressed by a motherfucker who's treating you the way you're supposed to be treated. Fellas, don't be impressed by women who are doing things that they're supposed to be doing. I'm not impressed by a good job. I'm not impressed by your degree, sis. I'm not impressed by... I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to help you strive for more excellence and reach whatever, unlock any potential that you have. But please believe I am not impressed by your accomplishments. I'm impressed by how you handle me and how I handle... That's how I'm impressed. And that is where we're going to start getting better in better situations. I'm not saying y'all to don't enjoy people. I'm not telling you to be a stick in the mud. But what I'm saying is, bare minimum is no longer impressive. Bare minimum is no longer impressive. It is required. Ladies, you require a text back. Ain't none of that. He's consistent. No, he should be. Fellas, ain't none of that. Oh, she got this, and this. We don't care. We not impressed with pussy. Fellas, we not impressed with twerking. We not impressed with ass. We not impressed with titties. We not impressed by that no more. The sooner you niggas get that through your fucking head, get it through your head, then you'll get it. We are not impressed. That's it. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is brought to you by Glitz Optical. Don't forget that my promo code with Adam and Eve still works. All right? If you're listening to this in your Honda or your Beamer or your Legend or your Benz, ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to move on and become a Twitch affiliate. I have two more goals to reach before that happens. When I become a Twitch affiliate, people can advertise on my Twitch, so I can do podcasts on there. And also, I'm turning my podcast into something else. I'm keeping it advice from a fuckboy. It's just I'm trying to get the visual a lot better. If you can do me a favor, if you listen to this podcast, just follow me on Twitch. If you have a profile, if not, it's okay. Please try to make sure you guys tune in. I'm going to do this every Monday, and I'm going to do this every Wednesday. All right? Every Monday, every Wednesday, unless I'm on the road, I'm live on Twitch. I'm trying to become an affiliate so I can start making some money off this podcast like I should be. All right? I've been doing this shit way too long for free. A lot of this, you can watch it on YouTube, all of that. Like, yeah, I don't think, unless you paid for a show. And then when I was doing, don't forget, y'all, when I was doing the live podcast, how much was the tickets? They was $5. You know, I don't beat down y'all head to go buy the merch. Nah, I like this. I like this. I really do. I do. I like this. It's fun. It's therapeutic. You know what I'm saying? We learn a lot. We talk a lot. We get a lot. So I just want y'all to start watching, though. The more y'all watch, the more y'all share, the bigger this thing becomes, and then we got a different situation on our hands. About 50,000 of you motherfuckers listen to each episode. Come on, follow the nigga either on Twitch or YouTube. Let's normalize watching the podcast. Y'all watch the podcast. I'm gonna bring on better guests. I'm gonna make it worth watchable. All right? I'm gonna make it worth watchable. You got my word. You got my word. All right? Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. This podcast is over. You wanna keep it?
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.